sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maroni Mirazi Shiyichu, the schus of Yosef Tzvi, Ben Marasana Miriam, the schus of David Avram, Ben Marasana Miriam, Sami Sarah, Bas Marasana Miriam, Hem, Buchal Yotze, Chalatzeim, Buchal Lanilvim Aleihem. We'll be learning in Inyan of Rosh Chodesh, schus Rosh Chodesh, it says Narambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, Mehuchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Ro'u Beisdin v'chol Yisrael v'lom Ro'u Beisdin v'kudish ad she'chashecha Le'el Echad v'shloshim O shenech k'ro Eidim v'lo Aspiku Beisdin v'lom Ro'u Kudish ad she'chashecha Le'el Echad v'shloshim Ein mekachim v'yiyah chodesh me'uber etc. She'en Riyah Kovan se'lo Beisdin she'amru him ha'kovim Zok the Rambam that if Beisdin or all the Jewish people saw it and Beisdin didn't say me'kudish until it was dark on the night of the 31st, right? What's a full month? Chodesh Chaser is that you make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th. Chodesh Male is that Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st. So, if on the 30th Bazin says Makodesh, so then the 30th is Rosh Chodesh. And it's a Chodesh Chaser, because it's a 29, previous month is 29 days. But if they did not make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, 29th day Rosh Chodesh, 30th day Rosh Chodesh, they only said Mekudesh by night, at night. So what does that mean? It means that the 30th day is considered part of the previous month. And the Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st. Which means that it's a Chodesh Male. But if they waited until nighttime, then it's already too late. You can't, on the night of the 31st, it's too late. You can't be Makadish the Chodesh at night. So, you can't say, ah, it's dark now, but we want to make the 30th Rosh Chodesh. It's too late. And therefore, it's going to be a Chodesh Me'uber. Because even though they saw it on the 30th, they already knew that the 30th was Rosh Chodesh, but they weren't Makadish the Chodesh in time. They weren't Makadish the Chodesh in time. It's not Rosh Chodesh. So they ask on the Rambam, the Mefarshim, including the Maharam Ibn Habib, Lama lo yikatshu lemachor al simacha edu shekiblu v'nechkor b'yom shloshim? I have an idea. Why aren't you mekadesh the Chodesh based on the edus that you received on the 30th? Because the Rambam holds mekatshin lemafreh, the Rambam paskins, Kiddush HaChodesh 3:15, Beis Din Shiyashvu Kol Yom Lamed, Lo Bo Edim. Beis Din, they were sitting the whole 30th day, and Edim didn't come. Vishkimu Baneshef, V'Avru Es HaChodesh, etc. V'Chadal Ro Hayamim Bo Edim, V'Chokim Ve'idu Shiro HaChodesh Bismano, Shulel Lamed, V'Filu Bo B'Sof HaChodesh, etc. Pretty cool. Rambam writes that you can be Makadish the Chodesh Lamafreya. They weren't Makadish on the 30th day. It became a Chodesh Me'uber. And then after 4 or 5 days, came far away Edim. And they were made that they saw the Chodesh Bismano on the night of the 30th. So basically, Mekadesh the Chodesh Lamafreya, and that's how the calendar is set up, that the month is sanctified retroactively. Harei Meforash LaRambam, Shevshar LeKadesh, Harei Dalet Ohe Yamim LeMafreya. You can be Mekadesh, Rambam writes, even 4 or 5 days later. Rambam writes, Afilu Bo B'Sof HaChodesh. Why does the Rambam write here that if the Edom saw, everybody saw on the 30th, but the Beis Din didn't manage to be Mekadosh the month in time, so that's it, so Chodesh Mo'ver. Why? Be Mekadosh retroactively, it's a Shtarka Kasha. So this Kasha is brought in the Sefer Birchas Ariel of Rav Yitzchak Fries, was a Choshev Talmud Chacham in Tel Aviv, in the 1940s and 50s. Slavodka Talmud, so we've been going through some of his Gevaldika Torah, it should be a schus for him. So Rav Fries quotes the Rashba, who also asks this kash in the Gemara, and he answers, Mikivan Shalaila Mafsik, She'ena Laila Roy Lekiddush HaChodesh, Ulefichach, Ein Beizdin Yichol Mekadosh Machor Al Smacha Edim, She'nech Grumei Esmo. No. Rashba says you can't do it. Once the night comes, it's a hefsek because you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. And Beis Din can't be Mekadosh the next day. Al smach the Edim that were cross-examined previously. He doesn't ask the Kasha and the Rambam. But if the Rabbi Rashba asks, based on the Gemara, why do we say that once the night comes it's too late, just to be Mekadosh L'Mafreya? And the Rashba says he can't be Mekadosh L'Mafreya. Why? Because you can't be Mekadosh today based on Edus that you were Mekabel yesterday. The night is Mafsik. Once the night is mafsik, it's too late. I don't want to offend anybody who's awake, but the fat lady is singing. The operate over till the fat lady sings, Yogi Berra used to say, the great philosopher. So she's singing. It's too late. The night was mafsik. But there's a kasha in the Rashba from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, 34b. Dine mamad is kadana biyom v'gomer b'layla, v'dine nefash is dana biyom v'gomer b'yom. So we have here that the Nemamadis you judge by day, you can finish it up at night. The Fashis you judge by day, and you finish it by day. And if it's Lechova, then you push it off till tomorrow if you're going to incriminate the person. The Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. Page 34b in Masechet Sanhedrin. So you see that even Dina Nefashis, that you ain't Gomrim Belaila, because Laila is in Royal Lodin Dina Nefashis, Bechozot Gomrim Lemachra, Be'edu Shekiblu Me'esmo. They can finish tomorrow based on the Edus they received yesterday. And the same thing with Dina. Nefashas l'schus. You could be gomer l'machar im lo gomer bosu ayom. We don't say you can finish it tomorrow if you didn't finish today. And we don't say that the laila is mafsik l'kabbalah sa'edim. Mishim she'ena roi l'ladun l'kabbalah sa'edim. You don't say that. So why be kiddush ha'chodesh? There's a Rashba saying, no. It's not roi l'kiddush ha'chodesh ba'lai, laila is a hefsik. It doesn't work that way by other dinim. Why by Kiddush HaChodesh it does work that way, that Laila according to the Rashba is Mapsik. So it would appear that by Kiddush HaChodesh, even though it's called a Mishpat, like Dine Mamas and Dine Nefasha, so Vav Etzem HaDavar, Einu Ola Mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh O Kviyusa. El Shatara Karol is a Mishpat. Really what it is that we're doing the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we're establishing the new month. Just the Torah called it a Mishpat in relationship to the Beis Din. And now that the Rashba says that Laila Shein Aroy LeKadosh Mafsik is mitzad the mitzvah, not mitzad the mishpat. The mitzvah of Kviyus HaChodesh has two chalakim. Kazer Re'eh V'Kadosh Chelek Echad HaRe'iyah Shabai De Re'iyah Se'edim Re'iyah Beis Din Atzman As HaYarech Are De Re'iyah Se'edim That's one part. They see it and sanctify it. Either the Beis Din sees it, or the Edim see it, and the Re'iyah of Kazer Reva Kadesh is fulfilled when the Beis Din hears it from the Edim. There, we discussed this in the past. We also saw a beautiful, beautiful Torah from Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, the great Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Sateres Yisrael. They're like the glasses of the Beis Din. They're like the eyes of the Beis Din. The Beis Din sees it through them. So that's the through the Edim. So that's the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Re'iyah. Re'iyah is Beis Din, or Re'iyah is Edim. Chelek Beis. Hainu Kvius Kiddush HaChodesh and Nilmad Mi V'Kadesh. After seeing it, they sanctify it. They establish the new month. Kazera'e V'Kadesh. So they have the Kazera'e. And you have the Kadesh. And these two chalokim are one mitzvah. Vim yesh hefsek b'neihem misbatelas ha-mitzvah v'en kiddush. It's one mitzvah. If there's a hefsek between these two parts, the mitzvah is misbatel and there's no kiddush ha-chodesh. And therefore, if the night, which isn't roi l'kiddush, mafsik b'mitzvah, if the night, which is not roi, is mafsik, so then you can't be makadish the next day. Because the first part of the mitzvah, the re'iyah, was misbatel. And therefore, it's a hefsek. When you do mitzvahs, you have hefsek. This is a hefsek between the two aspects, two parts of the mitzvah, the two elements of the mitzvah. But when it comes to dinei nefashas, the etzem gufanyin is mishpat. Mishpat, there's no din hefsek. You can be gomer the din lamachar. There is a mitzvah b'viyarta arami kirbecha, but the mitzvah is a polyotze of the mishpat. So really, we start with the mishpat, and by mishpat there's no hefsek, so you can finish tomorrow. So now we understand the Rambam. But even though the Rambam paskins that you can be mekadesh l'mafreya even at sofa chodesh, but you can't be mekadesh l'mochar al smach edus shekiblu hayom. Yes, you can be Makandi on the fifth day of the month, on the 18th day of the month, the Edim come and say that they saw it on the 30th. So, you can be Makadish l'chodesh l'mafreya, that you can do. But you can't, and that's what the Rambam is saying here in this halacha, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. You can't be Makadish l'chodesh al smach Edim that came yesterday. The Edim have to come today. If the Edim come today, then you can be Makadesh l'mafreya. But you can't be Makadesh now based on Edim that came the previous day. It's a hefsek. But if Edim come on the 31st day and they say, oh, they saw it on the 30th, so then you can be Makadesh according to the Rambam l'mafreya. Because now it's no hefsek. They heard the Edim and they were Makadish the Chodesh. It's interesting that when it comes to tefillin, if you take off your tefillin and you go do your fulfill your needs in the bathroom, you put them back on, then you have to make a new bracha. If you do that with tzitzis, you don't have to make a new bracha. Why? Because when it comes to tefillin, it's a mamash hefsek, because you can't wear your tefillin in there. When it comes to tzitzis, you can wear your tzitzis in there. So therefore, no new bracha is necessary. So, in the same way, you can't be Makadish the Chodesh at night, so it's considered a hefsek. Shaila is if the same Edim can come. The same Edim who came one day, can they come again the next day? L'chora, yes. So, There's more to say on this topic, and B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, I very much hope to be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, and thank you so much for listening.